The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Making tough decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Brunson. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to the number one pick in the National Hockey League draft is on. And we're fired up for this thing because we've got a lot of money on this thing. But if you haven't gotten your action in yet, the number has actually come down right now. There's been a lot of live movement. There's speculation at the top of the board right now. Shane Wright is currently minus 220 at FanDuel. Slakovsky is plus 140. Nemich is 100-1. Cam, are we talking about Russian chess masters or hockey players? If you look at the NHL, you know, you got it. Sounds like a Beethoven. You know, who's your favorite symphony? Who's Slakovsky? I'm more of a Beethoven guy. Slakovsky. Like, you just, there's all kinds of these guys here. You got Juracek. Oh, yeah, you got to. It's, well, you know what? Actually, I can handle these names, to be honest. I can handle this crop. Slakovsky, yeah. If you can't say Slakovsky, you got a problem.
I agree. Some of the women's tennis, though, that when I'm doing my updates, holy geez, it's out of control. But I will say this, Gabe, I know
MMA is the hardest, bro. Like, I've given up. Like, nope. I'm like, I don't know.
You're right. Mixed martial arts, there's some names there, too. I'm like, give me a nickname. But I'll say this, that line has gone down. We saw it FanDuel. Wright was up, now he's down. Speculation, you know. They're just trying to bring up the Slavoski kid. I just got to believe.
The price is now right.
It is.
I can't help it. It is.
And come on. It's just one of these things. I think it's just people trying to, you know, I don't even know, like, really. Shane Wright, if you look at his full body of work, he's an amazing hockey player. He's a great two-way player, and he's really solid. The thing that intrigues these people about this Russian guy, Gabe, he's played well in Olympics and tournaments.
Slovenian.
Before, and he's Slovenian. Good call. He's very, very big. He's very big and bold, and he can really move with that body. So he's an intriguing prospect, but I'd still go with Wright.
We'll break this down. It's down to 220 right now. Shane Wright, Kingston Frontenac center. Down to 220. So listen, I don't have a problem with it. I laid a bigger price earlier and put Shane Wright in parlays already, guys. So I will endorse Shane Wright at minus 220. I do believe that he is going to be the top pick. I think the Montreal Canadiens have done a nice job, though, of not locking it in and letting people know. What they're trying to do is get the Devils to trade up a pick. The Devils are number two, but it's basically they're calling each other's bluff. The Devils are like, we know you like Shane Wright. And the Canadians are like, man, these guys really like Slakovsky. So we got to convince them somehow that we might take him. They met this morning. So it's pretty proactive. They actually met. The Canadians and the Devils met this morning. And I think when people saw and when word broke that they were actually talking this morning to each other, people thought, oh, my God, something must be up. And that's why the number moved again, Cam. Because the Canadians are, I don't believe the Canadians are going to take Slafkovský. I think if Slafkovský goes one, it's because, yes, the Devils moved up a spot for whatever reason. Who knows, like, whatever reason they would have to do it if they don't really believe the Canadians are going to go with Shane Wright. But the Canadians are going with Shane Wright. Put it in your parlays, people, or lay to 220. The parlay with the Calgary Stampeders on the money line, plus 122. Yeah. Plus 122. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's hockey night. What? It's July. We're in the middle of July. We're talking hockey. That's right. We're talking hockey because it's the NHL draft this evening. NHL draft. So we got the NHL draft in Montreal. First time, Cam, that a team has hosted the draft with the top pick since the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1985.
Yeah, and you know who they picked that year, right?
Yes, I do. Wendell Clark.
You got it. Exactly. So, yeah. So, think about that. Magical night. One of the best guys in Leaf franchises. They didn't screw up that draft pick. But Montreal.
I'll throw a tougher one at you. The last time the Canadians had a top pick of the draft was 1980. You'll impress me if you know this one. Who did they take? That's a tough one. I'm not going to hold it against
you. I get a clue?
It's a tough one. You know what? He's from Saskatchewan. I don't know if that helps, actually. It's kind of a random clue. I don't know. There's no... Oh, yeah. His cousin or whatever. The name is one of the most famous names in women's hockey. There's a clue.
Women's hockey.
Like, yeah. Like, he played, and she's like the same family. I think... It might be a sister. All right. He also passed away, I believe, too. Doug Wickenheiser.
Wickenheiser. Yeah, wow. That's wild.
Pretty good clue. Most famous name in women's hockey.
Yeah. Haley Wickenheiser just got a job with the Leafs Brass, an upgrade this week, too. So, yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one, though. That was very tough.
Yeah, he did die. He did die. And because I remember when he died... Somebody that whoever took him, Cam, basically said, I'd still have a job if I didn't draft Doug Wickenheiser first.
Wow.
And he passed away. somebody said something like it was a joke at a banquet type thing, but you know what I mean? Like, turned out to be a sour thing. Doug Wickenheiser was the player. Last time the Canadiens had a number one pick. Here's a tough one, Cam. Not that tough. Who's the last time the Canadiens last 100-point score for the Canadiens? Mats Naslin. Remember him? Sweet.
Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's do this thing. Congratulations to our main man, Pat McAfee, for the signing a big contract. Which one? Which one?
Which one? There's a lot of
We got breaking news, too. Pat McAfee has just joined the UFC as well. He just signed. You saw him hanging with Dana White the other night. All kidding aside, no, he signs an extension with the WWE SmackDown, and he's wrestling. He's going to be at SummerSlam wrestling. So it's the real deal. He's officially part of the – he already was. I mean, SmackDown, yeah. He's you wrestled at WrestleMania against Stone Cold. It's pretty big. But I'm just saying now he's in Cam. Like, he just signed like a 4 or 5 year deal type of deal with the WWE now. Like, think about it, Cam. Like, just doing that is like a full-time, like, oh, wow, you got a 4 year deal with the WWE.
Exactly. Right?
Plus a talk show and an Amazon NFL like Manning cast type show coming and stuff. When I saw the reports in the New York Times about McAfee and the Manning cast, I sent them a tweet. Look forward to giving my picks on the show with you, Pat, on Amazon.
Don't forget about me, brother. Yeah, lots of picks. Exactly.
I don't know if I'll get on that show. So, congratulations to McAfee. Great, great stuff. Great guy. So I'm happy for – nice to see a great guy be successful in today's day and age. Well, speaking of which, Kyrgios, not a great guy, in my opinion. I don't like the guy. I find him annoying. Normally, I like sort of brash guys and stuff, Cam, in sport, but I don't like him. He's annoying.
No.
Yeah, like he's a jerk. Like, you talk smack about other people. Like, now he falls ass backwards into this because Nadal, like, gets hurt. Novak's going to mess this guy up, though, bro, in the final. He's got to get through Nori first.
Yeah, don't worry. Novak's, minus 2,000 favorite? Like,
what a bunch of villains, Cam. Novak versus Kyrgios. Imagine at Wimbledon.
You know what? I would say this. Novak's
don't like
the
either
good
of them.
So Novak's the good guy.
Good guy. Yeah, I know.
He's the good guy. In that
you
match, he's the
Novak's
good guy.
Been really nice at Wimbledon. It's an honor to be here. Like, he's really, he knows. He's like, man, I got to dial this down, man. Like, people really hate me.
No, I saw
and
Kyrgios
we forget fast.
Too.
Ah, forget it's about crazy. The mask and the vax stuff. Who cares? That was then. People are ready to move on. You know what I mean? Plus, yeah, no, Novak doesn't spit at fans.
Kyrgios was dropping F-bombs at the chair umpire. The chair umpire was being polite to him. He's still yelling at him after, like, it was calm. Like, the guy's a loose cannon. Like, it's like, dude, you've already handled the situation. Then he comes back. It's like he comes back for seconds and thirds and fourths. He's unbelievable, Marenzi. Like, yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's just a guy who likes to stir up trouble. And I hate to say it, I kind of want Novak Djokovic to beat him, to be honest with you. Like, yeah, you're right. What an unpopular final this will be. Very unpopular.
Just imagine this guy. Well, it should be fun. It'd be explosive.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Over-under ball boys hit with tennis balls, 6.5.
Yeah,
F-bombs drop 200 between the two of these guys.
Exactly. It's going to be nuts.
I can just see Kyrgios, like, but you're right. It'll be funny, actually, because Novak will just watch. He's been around long enough. He's so good. He'll know. He'll be like, man, and you know his coaches will tell him too, Cam. Just stay calm. Kyrgios will implode on his own.
Exactly.
Don't fall into the bait of yelling at the umpire and smashing tennis balls against the wall. Remain calm and let him, like, panic. Because I swear, Cam, I'll wake up early to watch these two play, bro. Like, I would pay money to watch both of them lose it at some point in this match. Like, you could just see two of them just yelling at the ump, yelling at each other. But Novak is pretty calm on the court. At least he's not calm, but he's a champion, right? I don't know. I just imagine Kyrgios' ego if he wins, Cam. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's another. The thing is, though, he's been hot. And I know we talked about it on your radio show last night, and Mateus is like, oh, he had an easy draw. But he also took care of Garin in straight sets. Like, Kyrgios is playing the best tennis of his life. Is he going to beat Novak? Probably not. But he's you know what, Gabe? He fuels on that anger and streak, too. Like, if his emotions are working in a way where
he's not blown over,
like, if he's like a volcano and the lava's just at the top and not coming out, that's perfect for him. That's the way he has to play, with full passion. It's just when he goes cuckoo, if he gets broken a couple times, that's when things are going to go off the rails.
It's entertaining. I've complained about some of the modern players, but in all actuality, the era of tennis that I watched, they all snapped all the time too. Not all of them. Yeah. Borg was pretty classy. Ivan Lendl never talked. I liked Lendl too. When I was a kid, for whatever reason, I was a Lendl fan. He was just so systematic. Like, they were all the same thing. Everybody would all yell and bitch, and Lendl would just be silent. You ready to play? Right? He'd just keep going. I like Lendl's style. Obviously, I like Borg as well, but I saw Jimmy Connors used to snap all the time. John McEnroe used to snap.
Yeah, people talk about McEnroe. Connors was like Connors was bad. He went nuts. I agree.
But people didn't like Connors at the time. Worse. They were like, he's kind of just like, he's a jerk. McEnroe, people thought it was funny. You can't be serious, right? Like McEnroe was sort of a showman. Connors like wanted to climb up and like punch the guy for real. Like,
yes, he did.
He was like, what are you, an idiot? Like, you know what I mean? Like Connors started all that, like smashing tennis balls and stuff.
Mean Street.
I retweeted a match point of Connors cam, a classic from the US Open. It's the best. I think it was with Lendl. They go back and forth. They go back and forth forever. It's one of the most famous sort of rallies in US Open history. And Connors wins the point, bro. And he goes like DX cam. This is like 1979 or something. He's like this with his crotch. He does like a tennis swing with his racket, like in the air. And the crowd's going crazy. And he does it for like 30 seconds. Like he stops and he does it again. Like he goes back to it. And I'm thinking, it's like, yeah, you know, I can't really complain about these new dudes. These old guys are pretty insane. But tennis is a fun sport, though. I like the craziness of tennis. I was getting tweets. Listen, I went to IKEA this morning. And actually, thumbs up to IKEA. I didn't have a problem when it was all said and done. Just sucked that it was in the middle of nowhere. You know what it is, Cam? I got mad. So I get there. And it's like an airport, like you said, right? It's literally bigger than an airport. There's like 22. And the taxi guy tried to just let me off. I said, hey, listen, I got to go to the customer service loading dock. And he goes, oh, no, you just go through the store in the store. And he drops me off in the front entrance. I'm like, no. I got a couch here. I'm like, no. I said, you got to find the loading dock. I said, we're finding the loading dock, buddy. And we found it. I found it. This guy was whatever. I found it. And the dude had an elevator right up. But the only thing is you get there, Kemp, there's no people.
No.
So I'm like this empty warehouse type thing. And luckily, a nice lady, she tells me, and she was returning something. She goes, there's no one's going to come help you. She goes, you got to register on that computer over there. How the hell am I supposed to know this? So then it tells me, I punch a computer cam. It goes, there is a 90-minute wait. Should have seen my face, bro. I was like, the veins started to, like, I was like, 90 minutes? I'm like, this can't be possible. So and said, you got to make an appointment. And I'm like, I'm making an appointment. I'm already here. So anyways, I went through their little process and stuff, and it really wasn't. It was 90 minutes if you didn't sign up. I already signed up in advance, Cam. I had a barcode. I warned them I was coming.
And you get full refund?
Take it back. I could have like written Bill's Mafia on the cushions and they would not have known or cared. Like I basically came in. I was like, you want to see it? And all the parts are? She's like, just give me your credit card, sir. Bam, here's the money. I was like, yeah, here are the screws. Like, they didn't even like you. I was surprised how casual it was. Yeah, I got my $789 back, tax included.
Amazing. Now the lesson in this story is, as I told you before, when you're buying a couch, no matter if you do it on the way,
you gotta sit on it.
It's like a bed.
No. You know what the moral is? You're going to appreciate this, Cam.
Got to lie on a bed.
You're going to appreciate this. I already had a couch.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It wasn't that bad. I just wanted to improve my life. Yeah. I take this couch. I move it into a little room in my place here. I end up putting a hole in my wall trying to do it. Bring in a new couch that's worse. And I end up spending like $1,000 going back and forth on this couch. I go from two couches to no couches. I got no couch. I got nothing now.
We have a lot in common.
Stuck what I had.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Moranci, and I forgot to say off the top of the program, we have an address for everybody. If you want to send flowers, Coach James Young's not feeling well tonight. So if you guys want to send him some lilies or something to pick up his spirits tonight. James Young was going to be with us tonight, but he's off. Load management. Sharapan right now is taking pictures in front of statues in Pittsburgh or something. Yep.
And like, Drew Martin?
He's still with, yeah. Drew Martin. Drew Martin's on a plane going to the Marlins and the Mets right now. Yep. Sharapan's walking the streets of Pittsburgh like he's never been there before.
Yeah.
I love Sharapan. Sharapan's like, hey, I'm standing outside where the Steelers play. He does a video. God bless him. But I thought about that, Cam. I was like, last time I was in Montreal, if you would have told me, Morenci, you want to go stand outside Olympic Stadium and do a video, I'd be like, no. I'd be like, no. Why would I want to travel across the city? Like, they're not playing. There's nothing going on there. So yeah. Sharapan's doing videos. Drew Martin's going to a baseball game. Sharapan's gonna be back tomorrow. And basically, James Young is the AD of the grid now. He doesn't like it, but it is what it is. Sharapan, Street Clothes Sharapan has shed the label. Coach James Young has taken it over. You're the new AD, Coach. I know he's tuning in right now. The new AD.
That's the best with us, though, Gabe. So we got three guys lined up. Not one, not two, three. Just us. It's like, okay.
Us. I don't recall you're the one dealing with this all afternoon. You mean me?
Hey, I did your show till like 2 a.m. last night, bro. I hung in there deep, and I'm still coming to play, so I get a little Barry Horowitz.
Oh, no, you show up. You're a tough player. You show up. Like I said, if Cam didn't show up every time he's under the weather, man, it would be like, show up twice a year. You fight through.
Exactly. I'm beat down more than I'm happy, man. Every day's a struggle.
I never feel. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Let's bring in Hustler. Like, he's a trooper.
Yeah,
that's what he's called, the Hustler. What's going on, Hustler? How you doing tonight?
What's up, fellas? I'm great. Gabe, you sweating out this number one pick for your Habs tonight? Well, what's going on?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm not sweating it out, but I encourage people to bet on it at -220 right now. I'll get your thoughts on this, but I already have them on the back end of a lot of parlays, right? So yes, and as I tweeted, Hustler, my deal with this is, I'm going to be mad number one as a better because I've got him to go number one, but I'm legitimately going to be like irate as a fan. I don't want Slakowski or Swaski watch or whatever. I don't know what the hell. I don't care. I want Shane Wright. You know what I mean? We're going down the road to Kingston. We're not going to Slovenia. We're going to Kingston. All right. The home of Don Cherry, the home of Ted Teeven, and the home of Shane Wright. That's where we're going to. Kingston.
I think it's a great pick. I mean, listen,
smack dab in the middle of Montreal and Toronto, Kingston.
Well, exactly. And listen, I mean, it's the Habs. It's the number one pick. The pressure on this organization to get it right is monstrous. And listen, with Kent Hughes, I mean, to go off the board and go away from the guy that has been the consensus number one player for the last couple of seasons, I think it would go over like a fart in church. They pretty much have to take, they got to take Shane Wright. And, for the Habs fans out there, it's been a long time since they picked number one overall. I hope that they'll get a franchise center to help turn this thing around after such a miserable season, after going to the damn cup final the year before.
Mm-hmm. We'll use the Scottish pay toilet. It'll be as popular as a Scottish pay toilet at a wedding. Yeah, it won't be very popular.
You know, Scots don't pay to use the toilet. It's just not in our, it's not in our DNA. Free.
It's actually the toilet seat. No, there's a saying, it's emptier than a Scottish pay toilet. that's the long-standing joke, Kim. Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty empty,
Yeah. All right, so oh my god. I just hit refresh right now. Shane Wright's now -120. It's not even 220, it's -120.
Oh god.
I'm watching too. I mean, where I'm at, I'm seeing Slikowski in the last 10 minutes since I've been sitting here go from +175 to +150 to +135. Things are happening. Things are happening.
Do you, think
crowd?
Yeah, yeah. But you think? I think the only way it's Slikowski is if somehow the Canadians somehow convince the Devils into trading up. Like, I don't think the Canadians take Slikowski. I think, are we about to get a bombshell that the Devils moved up a spot?
Listen, if they can get their guy at 2, I guess do it and make that happen. Although, there is something to be said about having the number one overall pick in your own barn and walking up and taking
the best player on the board. Yeah, we're not the Knicks. Exactly. You imagine this? The number one pick, we trade the pick. They're going to riot in Montreal. They're going to be like, what the? They want Shane Wright in Montreal. Like, Canadian fans are not going to be happy. This is just good. Well, -120. You gonna jump in now, Cam? I don't. You haven't bet this yet, have you? Here you go. You got -120.
I did jump in when it was -160. I had it attached to. Funny you mentioned that off the top of the show. We'll get the Hustlers CFL picks, but I already have a Shane Wright Calgary Stampeder parlay, and I got a couple other combos as well. Now
the Shane Wright Calgary Stampeder's money line is +179. It was +122 when we started the show.
That's music to my ears. Love plus money.
You like that, Hustler?
Yeah.
Shane Wright parlay?
I mean, listen, we all know there's so much BS that gets smoked out amongst the quote-unquote insiders at this time. I mean, I will be stunned if Shane Wright is not the first guy off the board, but it's been very interesting to see the number of scouts, frankly, that don't have him number one. I mean, this isn't just a fabricated thing. I mean, the Bobfather pulled them all, and for the first time in 2 years, didn't have Shane Wright number one. I just think it would be such a departure and such a risk for the Habs to do it. And if it was elsewhere, I think the chances of it happening are far more so, but they're hosting the damn thing. You know, we know how this will go over if they don't get Shane Wright. So I'm still with you, and I think maybe the value's there if you have the stones to bet it in the face of the odds dropping the way they have been over the last 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah, so they're both +120 right now. This is getting crazy. It's just like the NBA draft, right? At the last second again. It's -120, but the thing is, odds to be the second pick. Slikowski, -122 to be the second pick. Shane Wright, +146. And this is moving right now as we speak as well. So it's weird. They're both the same to be number one, but Slikowski's the big favorite to be the second pick over Shane Wright. I'm sticking to my guns here. It's going to be Shane Wright.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I'm hoping more for my money than the fandom, to be honest. I'm going to be pissed off about this from a betting
perspective. How many damn parlays did you put together this week if we roll the tape?
No, a lot. I got like $1,000. Yeah, I got $1,000. A lot.
Don't worry about your fandom. We worry about your cash, bro. I get it.
I prefer to see it at -600 right now, sailing up the other way, like it was last night. It went back up to 300 last night. I'm like, that's a wrap. This thing's done. Wow. Okay. Let's keep this rolling. What about the third pick? A lot of people are going crazier because Sam Constantino said that he thinks Gauthier is going to go third overall. I think it's Logan Cooley still. What do you think about the third pick?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm some sort of a draft expert. I'm like everyone else. We've been watching mock drafts. We've been talking to scouts all week. And, you know, Cooley, Chris Peters from Daily Faceoff came on our show the other few days ago and said that he was his number one guy and had him at number one. So, I mean, I think it is likely that the Coyotes, assuming that they are making that pick, would take Cooley. I think that there is some teams that potentially could move up to take one of the top two defensemen in Nemec or Jiříček. But there's a reason why the guy's -250. I mean, I think that says it all, to be perfectly honest with you. And Yeah, if they go another way, I think I'll be very surprised. We were talking on the Lock Shop yesterday. I mean, I had it right, Slikowski and Cooley as the top three picks. And at that point, we probably get into the fourth pick's interesting because I really do think it'll be one of the two defensemen.
Juracek or Nemec.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going five. He's going five. That's where I got him. Five. Gauthier. Under with him. He's going to go five, I think. That guy's moving up the board.
Yeah, I got him under 7.5. So, I mean, I'm feeling good about that. I think he definitely goes in the top seven picks. Although with the Chicago trade with Ottawa, I think a lot of people had sort of been mocking him at the latest going to the Sens. Who knows what the hell the Blackhawks are doing other than trying to lose every game next season with the moves that they're making right now. So that does maybe shake things up a little bit heading into the seventh pick overall, now held by the Blackhawks from the Ottawa Senators.
I don't think Gauthier is going to be a top five pick. Like you said, he's at 7.5. A lot of people had him at 7, sort of locked in there. What's the updated number right now? So it's 5.5 under minus 198, Cam. So the book's agreeing with you. You got to lay juice to do it. I've got under 5.5 for Juracek. So like you just said, Hustler, I think Juracek's going to go 4 or 5 to Seattle or Philadelphia, most likely Philadelphia. But I wanted to ask you, we got about a minute before the break. We'll get to the CFL game on the other side. But what about Matt Savoy? I bet over 8.5 at minus 110. It's minus 250 right now. This one actually really did move. What about staying in Winnipeg from the Winnipeg Ice to the Winnipeg Jets? What's your take on Savoy?
Listen, I'll tell you what. I mean, there's two kids from the Ice, but Connor Geeky and Matt Savoy that have been mocked in and around that area. And to be honest, I think if either of them was available for Winnipeg, I think that they'd be nuts not to take them. And they would know these kids better than pretty much anyone else. They've been playing in their backyard all year long. And this was a team that was thought that really they'd be a Mem Cup team next year. And they were essentially, I mean, right there with the Edmonton Oil Kings this year. So, listen, I think Savoy is probably getting over 8.5, but I highly doubt he's there at 14. And if he does, look for the Jets to pounce.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What a great name. Connor Geeky.
Yeah, Connor Geeky.
Connor Geeky. His prop is 11.5, but it's heavily juiced to the over. That's the thing, man. These numbers are getting really, really crazy now. You got to swing for the fences with the dogs almost.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm at the time of my life right now, instead of judging athletes' girlfriends, I'm into the moms. So this will be a fun game to play. Yeah, it'll be a fun game, guys. I'm watching the prospects right now, and I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just being honest, but I'm like, let's see who has the hottest mom here in the draft camp.
I've always been partial to older women. Hey. They know what they like.
Have you guys seen, Hustler's a big CFL guy, because I don't know, she's not like famous or anything, but she was at the game, that's why. And she got a massive applause, all right? Like, it was a first applause, and then when people actually looked, it was like, whoa, yeah, and it got bigger. Nate Rourke's mother.
She's got a lot of fans, I think, on the West Coast, and anyone that watched the game on TSN, they made
did you see
the Rourke family. Oh, I saw.
Did you know? Yeah, you noticed. Yeah, people. Well, okay, it was one of the. It was a holy f moment. Like we were like there. Sort of was like, yeah, and we want to welcome Nate Rourke's mother's birthday, and Nate Rourke's mother's here, and everyone sort of clapped. They put her on the screen, and it was like, oh, hey, and it just started getting louder and louder, and she's waving, and it was like a full-out, like, applause.
Well, Gabe, she should be popular out there. I mean, her kid's tearing up the Canadian Football League, and hopefully is going to be part of a real resurgence of support of the BC Lions out where you're out on the West Coast right now.
Well, we're getting ready for a big game on Saturday. I was looking forward to seeing you, but I understand you don't want to. I wouldn't want to travel to watch my team lose either. I understand. We'll get back to this in a second.
This guy.
We'll get back to it. So I just realized too, I'm in a lot of trouble if right, it's not right. Because not only that, I bet Slakowski to be the second pick too. So I'm going down like with both. Like I got a big problem here now. So I got five bets that I put in. I got Shane Wright to be the top pick. Juraj Slavkovsky to be the second pick. And then I've got David Juracek, Czech Republic defenseman, under 5.5. I've got Matt Savoy, Winnipeg Ice center, over 8.5. And I'm going with Kevin Korchinski, under 11.5, defenseman out of Seattle. In the Western Hockey League, under 11.5, Hustle. Those are the five bets that I put in.
Yeah, I like those. I mean, I'm pretty much on side with all of them. The Juracek was the one. I mean, I expect the Philadelphia Flyers to take him at 5. And I wouldn't be surprised if Nemec, the other defenseman, is off the board at 4. But again, there's only so many picks. We've been talking about these other guys, Gauthier, of course. And then, you know, as we talked about the number 3 pick, I think we've all sort of agreed that Logan Cooley pretty much locked in at 3. But as I said, the one thing that I will tell you, and this is not going to make you feel any better right now, Gabe, is that scout after scout we've talked to said this might be the most unpredictable draft we've had in a long time because, I mean, a number of these players missed an entire season. And from team to team, the draft boards are all over the place. Kevin Cheveldayoff told us yesterday that he expects to hear a few gasps in the crowd tonight. For your sake, I hope that's not after pick number 1.
Yeah, that's about Slavkovsky. No.
When's this started? Like 15 minutes, too. When's this pick? Yes. When's the first pick coming up?
Like 7 o'clock. And we got 2 hours to do after this.
The rest of the show.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, man. Exactly. Like, this better go smoothly.
I don't want Slavkovsky. I want Wright. It's going to be right. Now you guys are just all freaking me out, man. It's going to be right, man.
We're this not freaking you out. The lines makers are freaking you out. They're hanging like pick'ems up there. It's not me and Hustler. No.
It's all Bob McKenzie's fault. I'm sticking with my boy, Craig Button. Craig Button, all right? He says right.
Button, yes.
God. Never expected drama like this. This is the most drama before an NHL draft almost ever.
Big time.
I'm telling you.
It's always people can watch. We always know what's going to happen. Yeah.
You watch it on Sportsnet or whatever. I'm going to be watching the first overall pick right here on Game Time Decisions because that is where the entertainment is truly going to be one way or the other when you are watching live and the Habs go to the podium and make that pick, Gabe.
My palm is getting sweaty. Like, I was cool, calm, and collected until now. It's like I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, oh, my God, are they really going to screw us all on this? People are not going to be happy in Montreal if they do this. Like, it's going to be entertainment alone, man. Like that building, they're going to boo. Like it's going to get, wow.
There's tons of fans outside of Bell Center going in wearing Habs Wright shirts that they've already made up for tonight. I mean,
giving the kids we want Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion shirts when you go to Honduras.
Like you said. Look at Twitter, like all the hot places, they already have right in the jersey and everything. Like they want it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is, and he wants to play. Like he said last night,
He goes, I've always dreamed of putting this jersey over my head. And he goes, I can't. He goes, he said, there's one team's jersey that it's going to be extra special to put over my head. I said to someone last night, Cam, I doubt it's the Coyotes or the Devils. Like, did Shane Wright grow up thinking, I really want to be on the podium and put a Coyote jersey on?
There's a couple guys in Montreal, guys. Think about all the sweater guys. They're like, please, Tokoski. So all the people can bring back their right jerseys. He could take off the letters and put somebody else on and get double the money. It's perfect.
No, you're right.
Come on, man.
The jersey guys are pulling for Tokoski. It's more letters. Yes. It'll cost more for the jersey custom.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah. All those vowels, all those consonants are going
to come on, Hustle. We need to be Shane Wright, and we get a picture, and you make a poster of Carey Price and Shane Wright. The price and right. The price is right. Yeah, the two of them together there. You have the wheel, whatever. Get some Barker's Beauties in there. And you got yourself a poster. You got yourself a poster. All right, so what's your prediction, Hustler? We'll move on to the football. Shane Wright or Slakowski, first overall?
I'm riding with you. I still say Shane Wright. I still say I Shane Wright, but I'm far less confident based on everything that we're watching around.
I was going to say, should we just hammer it now, Cam? Now that it's minus 120, just go all in. Like, we're already in? I'm already in at minus 280. Like, it's just like all in at minus, because it's 120. Wow.
Well, the next time we've talked about this before, and we actually have to be men of action, we could have got right at this crazy
just take the second and third and fourth guy all the time next
back
time.
There and, yeah, like we could have been.
Was this a new gambling thing that the books are just screwing around with us and changing the odds like right before, like the NBA?
But if you play them, we could get both guys at great numbers and, you know, it's and not get burned, right? So
who is that? Is that Matt Savoy? Is a little mini Winnipeg, little Winnipeg Jetter there? That's what I'm saying.
That's Geeky, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's Connor Geeky. Yeah, Cam, there's a picture of Connor Geeky. He's a kid playing for the little mini
the Junior Jets. Jets. That was my team, Andrew, when I played. I played for the Jets. So we had Jets uniforms and stuff. So, yeah, I got some.
Nice. These guys are going like the NBA here. He's got his suit, and it's all designed on the inside. They're all talking about their suits now and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, great.
These guys not quite as flamboyant as the NBA guys, though. Huh? Look at these guys. They look like Wall Street guys.
Yeah. You're right. These guys are bankers. Are we buying crypto?
You're like, you like my suits? Like, I don't know. You look the same as the other 22 kids in the room.
Exactly.
Like, you all have the
it's
same
like nobody's
suit
coming. It's like, you're so right. It's just a
look at them here, Cam. I'm watching Sportsnet's coverage. Look at them.
I am too.
Look at them. They're all like proud of their suits. Like, yeah, whatever. You look like you're going to a wedding. Yeah. The NBA guys at least bring their style. You know what I'm saying? The Manitoba boys.
We're old enough Denton to remember Mitchell. The glory days of the NBA draft. I mean, some of those like the late 90s outfits at the NBA draft, those will probably never be topped. I mean, the outfits, the colors and whatnot.
How about
how
long those guys' blazers and jackets were?
The long tie and blazer.
They were like down to their knees, man.
Exactly. That's like, what? Your tie's like at your feet.
It looked oversized. I saw pictures. Yeah. They did this year's draft. They had a fashion thing going back over the years. They showed like Chris Bosh, his blazers down to like his knees, like all oversized. All right. So let's get to the CFL before we get you out of here, Hustler. We appreciate your time. What do you think about this game tonight? Trey Ford, very impressive, this kid. Yeah. All right. They came back and won last week because Dane Evans fumbled the football. What do you make of this game tonight?
Well, I mean, I think that Edmonton's still in a different class than the rest of the Western Division right now. I mean, I got this game earlier on in the week at Calgary -3.5. And I think that was, I mean, listen, I knew it was going to go in favor of Calgary because I think, you know, in a lot of ways, there was some excitement with the way the Elks won that game. But let's face it. I mean, Dane Evans threw up all over himself again in the fourth quarter and basically handed that game over. Now, were they going to cover the 7? Yeah, they were. But winning the game, I think, fundamentally changed the way people looked at the Elks. And I'm not sure they're ready to really be going toe-to-toe with a team like Calgary right now. So even at 4.5 right now, I like Calgary. I think they're clearly better. And I think Ford, for all the talent that he's shown so far very early in his career, first Canadian QB picked in the first round since 1980. You know, he's moving up a weight class against a Calgary team that, let's not forget, we've talked so much about Winnipeg and BC. They're undefeated too. I think they'll be that way after tonight. And I'm going to lay the points with the Calgary Stampeders.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the BC Lions on ESPN News
on Saturday night, 7:03 Eastern. It's a 4 o'clock local game. Every week, the BC Lions have a different theme. This week, it's Family Day, so I'm going to have to watch my language at the game. It's Family Day at BC Place. Earlier day game, Cam. They're putting up like an inflatable kids' village outside the stadium and stuff. Should be fun, like rolling in all hammered.
Be the best.
Like, hey, guys, what's going on?
You came in like Billy Bob Thornton, Bad Santa. Screw you, kids. You got a bottle of whiskey.
Get the hell out of my way.
Exactly. You trip and fall, break the inflatable castle. Yeah. Good times.
I'll take some pictures outside the inflatable. Yeah, it's inflatable world. Exactly. All right. So, yeah. Hey, -3. One thing I noticed, Hustler, was on Monday night, seemed like a lot of bombers, man. Not only got hurt, but I saw them limping after plays, helmets to the knee and this and that. They looked pretty beat up. Did they go back to Winnipeg or did they fly right to Vancouver? Like, what's your take on this?
Yeah, they came back to Winnipeg. There's no doubt about it. This is a very, very tough spot game. I mean, it kind of reminds me when the Riders went on the short week earlier this year to Montreal and got absolutely hammered. That being said, Gabe, this is a team that since Zach Collaros has been the quarterback has lost one meaningful football game since he joined the team in 2019. You know, they'd clinched first place. He didn't really play the last couple games last year. It was one game on the road. Now, don't think that they aren't hearing all the hype about the British Columbia Lions and the fact
that the Lions are 3-point favorites. They're 3-point favorites over them.
When was the last time the Bombers were an underdog in a game? I mean, we might be talking about going back to the 2019 Grey Cup, to be perfectly honest. So, listen, this is going to be unbelievable. It's so great for the Canadian Football League. And Nathan Rourke very clearly has been the player of the year so far with what he's done. And this is going to be the biggest test the Blue Bombers have had in a long, long time. Well, obviously, they had to come back in a nail-biter in the Grey Cup last year. But the one thing that I will say is this team finds ways to win. I'll be the first one to say that this 4-0 start has been maybe as unimpressive a 4-0 start as we've seen for a team in a long time. I thought Ottawa looked quite good in the first couple games, and they shot themselves in the foot. And obviously, the way that the Bombers kind of let up in the second half was concerning. The biggest takeaway from Monday's game is, goddamn, they miss Andrew Harris right now. That being said, if you're telling me I can get the Bombers as an underdog getting 3 points against any team, even on a short week, I got to go with it. But I do think more of the public will be on BC. And, you know, the way the number is right now, it wouldn't even surprise me if you wait, you might be able to get this 3.5 for them.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bombers. I think if you want BC, get it now.
Andrew Hustler Patterson. Always great, my man.
Later, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the market is closed.
There's no turning back. What's done is done. The bets are in. What's done is done. You can still bet, though, guys. You can still bet the second pick, actually, in the draft. So that's sort of like, no, they just locked the second pick. They just locked the third pick. No, FanDuel just shut things down. So, yeah, FanDuel. Oh, wait. No, Gauthier's still up, Cam. If you scroll down here, it's bizarre. Your boy, they're waiting for you. Gauthier's still up here.
I like that. They're waiting for me.
See, Cam, they've taken up to like 6 and 7 down. You know what I mean? Like they've taken the first sort of 4 or 5 players down. I'm going to roll the dice on Gauthier, and it's not against you, but I'm going to roll the dice on Gauthier to under. Except, no, they just moved it again. Like God, the lines are getting weird here now. They flipped it, Cam.
I got to tell you.
I'm seeing Gauthier under 6.5 plus minus 380. Over 6.5 is plus 290. Dear God. I got to take a shot at the plus 290. Small play.
Oh, it's crazy. Because I'm on FanDuel in Ontario, and that I just refreshed it, and it says Gauthier, the over, which you like, is plus 260, and I already got a wicked number earlier at 7.5. It's under 5.5 minus 370. You'd be an idiot to, like, you can't bet that.
You should middle it if you already have it. You really could middle it and hope he goes 6.
I could. But I think he goes, I like this kid.
I kind of think he might go 6. I don't think he goes top 5. I'm worried he goes 6, and it's 6.5. I just got a 6.5.
Well, yeah, at over 5.5 plus 260, it is a perfect middle job. You're right, but he's got to go there. So, and you know, Gabe,
okay, what about baseball at 7 here? You got early baseball?
Things can get off the rail. Yeah, I got some baseball. Let's take a look here. Baseball. I'm actually going against the Red Hot Orioles tonight with the Angels. Minus 118. It's almost a pick 'em. The Celsius guy is pretty decent. That's all I really got. And I'll take the Marlins plus 1.5 against the Mets. So if the Mets win by 1, Matt's happy and I'm happy. Marlins plus 1.5, Angels.
I actually like Baltimore. Looking for a 5-game win streak.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.